The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love place of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
When I was young, long time ago, I heard this gospel. So I used this gospel to complain against the priest. I used the gospel to judge the priest and say to myself, who are these priests telling us about these things? I used the gospel to judge the priest. Of course, that is one of the fears that I, when God called me to be a priest, I said, God, you must be nuts. I don't want to be ridiculed or judged by people. So I really hesitated to become a priest because I was myself cruel and judgmental towards priests. Later on, of course, I realized I do not have the right to judge. Christ, on the other hand, is God. And he is what? Perfect. And he knows the hearts of men. He alone can judge. And when he exposed these Pharisees and scribes, he had all the right to do it. Why? He is God. But I and you cannot use the gospel and say to ourselves, we will not listen to the priests or to the Pharisees of today because they are hypocrites. See, that's the problem. When people use the gospel of today and judge priests, then you are no better than when I was judging priests. Remember, only Christ can judge. Who am I to conclude at the time that this priest was just yapping, was just talking, but not really holy? Who am I? Who are you? I didn't know him. I just maybe didn't like the way he talked. Or maybe I just didn't want him to expose sin. Or maybe I just wanted to be in control of my life and I didn't want this priest to tell me what to do. For whatever reason, I decided not to listen to the priest and simply judge him. And let's face it, even now, when priests say something, do people listen or they don't listen what they say because they didn't like what they say and simply judge the priest? I remember, for example, when the priest, the bishop, and the pope, when we speak against abortion. For example, abortion. What did women, some of them said? Oh, you are men. You do not understand us, see? They diverted the issue. They condemned what? The message by condemning who?
the messenger. When the priests were exposing the ugliness of abortion, some women who are pro-abortion went against the priest for being men. Is that the issue? No. The issue was what? You are killing innocent blood. You are putting to death something, somebody who was totally innocent. For example, now, Pope Francis. How many of you are against Pope Francis? And they call themselves Catholic. Because Pope Francis now is trying to make it simpler, less complicated with regards to what? To annulments. He's trying to make sure that the mistakes of the past can be corrected. But some, even cardinals, would say, hey, you are going against the teachings of the church. Is he? Or are the cardinals like the Pharisees who put unnecessary burdens on people? Instead of helping the people who made mistakes in the past to correct it, they simply say, no, you cannot receive communion outright. See, that's the problem with people who are so legalistic. They have lost what? Charity. You will be judged by how much understanding, patience, kindness you are towards the people. Do you think God will burden those who made mistakes in the past, like marrying the wrong person, and then force them to what? Not receive communion because it cannot be corrected? See, that's the problem with people who are legalistic. Oh no, Father, marriage is for life. If what? It is true marriage. That's the problem. Because sadly, there are many marriages that are not true. Because sadly, many couples marry for the wrong reason. So what do you think the Pope should do? Do you think the Pope will not reflect the mercy of Christ by saying, okay, let's fix this. You now have another husband, another wife, but you are coming back to the church. Let's do something about it. Or should I say, no. We cannot receive communion. Out with you. What do you think? What do you think should we do? Simply say, out with you and not receive communion? Or come to us and we'll find a way. We investigate. We would see how to correct the mistakes and not simply condemn you for what you have done long time ago. That's what the problem with the Pharisees and the scribes. Their hypocrisy. They thought they were better than the rest just because they know more. They thought just by doing certain rituals, they actually don't need God. They just follow the rituals and say to God, hey, Lord, I've done this, therefore I should go to heaven. How many of us are like Pharisees? Just because we come to church on Sundays, we automatically assume, hey, Lord, I go to church on Sundays. Unlike those people, they don't go to church on Sundays. They should go to hell. Me, no. I should go to heaven because I go to church every Sunday. Is that so? Is that what you think? You presume. Ay, ay, ay. That's the problem with the Pharisees and the scribes. They presume too much. They have become arrogant. They think they are better. And that is what, when I became a priest, I said, Lord, please, never let me become like that. Always I assume that I am not worthy to go to heaven. That I assume just because I have been a priest for 31 years that I deserve heaven. No. I should always what? Hope in His mercy. That if by His mercy and love I ended up in heaven, I thank Him, not because of what I have done, but because of His love for me. The Pharisees and the scribes, they were great pretenders. They acted holy, decent. But in the eyes of God, what were they? In the eyes of Jesus, they were what? whitewashed tombs. Nice on the outside, stinky in the inside. And let's face it, when you come here, God doesn't care if you're a doctor or well-educated, if you got millions or whatever. Oh, Father, I've contributed so much money in the church. Sorry, your money means nothing. If ever you give money to the church, if you think you can control the priest, you're wrong. But some do that. You know that. There are some priests, sad to say, who are so scared of losing money in their collection box that they are afraid of offending those rich people. Ay, ay, ay. First reading. We, the priests, will be condemned by God if we do not speak, if we compromise, we will go to hell, and I will not go to hell for you. Oh, no way. Why should I? No, really. I heard that song. What song was that? That I will walk to hell with you? It's a song, this new song. What song is that? Do you know? This song is crazy. Why will I walk to hell with you? No. Go there by yourself. Really? For me to go to hell, what do I have to do? Reject God? What am I, nuts? I will not reject God for anybody. Why do you think there are many martyrs in the Middle East now, killed by ISIS? Why do you think the blood of martyrs are shouting? Because they prefer to die rather than what? Reject Jesus. They could have said, oh, I'm not a Christian. Yes, okay, I will convert to and become a Muslim. No. They died as martyrs. How many of us have that kind of faith to really die for Christ? Not to kill for Christ, because that is what's happening now with ISIS. They think they can kill for Allah. But for us, no. We die for Christ. That is how we go to heaven. We love, we forgive, we are merciful, we are patient, we are kind. That is how we are judged. Why? Because that is what Christ showed on the cross when he died on the cross for us. So my dear friends, every day, I ask God's forgiveness, because every day I know that I am not as patient, I am not as kind as I am. So don't worry about judging me. I don't care about you judging me. That's not your business anyway. Really? Some of you waste their time judging priests, judging the bishop, judging the pope. That's not your business. Only God can judge me, not you. But look into yourself and see. Am I really reflecting the Christ that I profess? The devil will always tempt you to waste your time looking at other people's mistakes, yes or no? Oh, yes, definitely. The devil will say, hey, look at that. Like what I did when I was young. Look at that priest. He said nothing wrong. It's just that I didn't like him because he was saying something truthful. And it was my pride, my ego, that was hurting. But he was just doing his obligation as a priest to tell the truth. Same thing here. I will not back down and tell you what you are supposed to hear. But it is up to you now to change. And always, I always tell you, we change not because I told you so. Yes, you learned it from me. But you change not because you are forced to. You change because you love to imitate Jesus. Because ultimately, that is how you and I will be judged. Again, I say this. Yes, out of obligation. But most of all, because it comes from the heart. Because I know where you're coming from. I know that some of you are still wasting time judging, wasting time blaming priests or others. But stop blaming. Look into yourself and try to change. Because ultimately, when we change, we go to heaven. If you don't listen to what I say and do not change, and you end up somewhere else, what's my favorite word? All right.